and just as quickly snatched her hand back when her mother swatted at her with a wooden spoon. "You know they're best when they've cooled a little. Sit and drink your coffee." Harper pulled out a straight-backed wood chair, with a leather seat shaped to comfort by decades of occupants, plopped down at the table in her usual place, and stretched her legs toward the hearth. "You're up early," her mother said, sliding a mug of coffee in front of her. She regarded Harper with the direct gaze, guaranteed to make Harper squirm when she was keeping something secret, although she hadn't seen secrets in a long time. At least none that her mother needed to know about. She tried hard not to fidget and searched her memory for a forgotten birthday or a missed family gathering. Ida Rivers was big on meeting family obligations. "Or," her mother went on, "have you not been to bed at all?" Relaxing, now that she realized she hadn't committed a family sin, Harper sipped the strong black coffee and gave a sigh of contentment. The run and the familiar scents and sights of her mother's kitchen drained away the lingering twists of tension from the last few hours. Mary Campbell decided to deliver a little early. Her labor took most of the night. "First times can be like that. Everybody doing all right?" Her mother sounded interested, despite having undoubtedly heard the same story in countless ways from Harper's father over the last 30 years. Maybe truly caring helped make up for all the times Harper's father hadn't been around, when her mother would have liked him to be. "Everybody's fine, including Tim. I thought for a while I'd have to get him a bed next to Mary's." Ida laughed. "First-time fathers. Worse than the mothers by a long shot." "You got that right." Harper grinned, leaned over, and snagged a biscuit without getting swatted this time. "I saw that Dad's SUV is gone. I thought he wasn't going to take night calls anymore." Ida huffed. "Yes, and we won't be planting the lower 40 again either." Harper nodded as she buttered the flaky biscuit. Neither was likely to happen in her lifetime. Her father was an old-time country physician, just like she was. And if the call came, it went against the grain to tell the patient to go to the emergency room. Not when all it meant was getting out of bed, pulling on a pair of jeans and a flannel shirt, kicking into boots, and driving through the quiet country night with the company of the deer and possum and raccoons who appeared in the headlights, stared for a moment, as if questioning why you were intruding on their domain, and bounded off into the underbrush with a dismissive swish of a tail. Those moments were among the most peaceful she'd ever known. Why would she pass those up while denying her patients the care of a doctor who knew them, and whom they trusted at the same time? "I told him I'd take his calls. I know all his patients." "You ought to. You've been going out with him since you were 10. "So you work on him. He's earned a full night's sleep." Ida speared her with a glance. "You think you'll be ready to turn your patience over to someone else in another 25 years? "Okay, maybe not." Harper didn't think of medicine as a job, but as a responsibility. One she'd wanted since the first time she'd rode beside her father in the front seat of a Ford pickup, with his big, battered black bag between them, making house calls. She loved being greeted at the door by a friend or neighbor who opened their home to her and put their life in her hands because they trusted her. What she did mattered, and in her heart of hearts, she didn't think anyone else could do it as well. Except her father. "Maybe I can get him to cross cover with me now and then. At least he'll get a few nights off that way." "You suggest it, and I'll work on him." Ida wiped down the counter with a damp dish towel and asked casually, "How are things at the hospital?" Harper went on alert. Her mother didn't do casual. She wasn't a big talker, unlike her father, who could carry on a conversation with anyone, including strangers in the market, about any topic for